In the 60s, the afternoon, partly cloudy and about the low 80s, and a southerly breeze returning. Becoming a bit breezy yet Tuesday night and especially Wednesday, with rounds of showers becoming likely Wednesday into Wednesday night. Some of that could become heavy. Mid-70s Wednesday. Rounds of activity likely Wednesday night and again on Thursday. Are you looking for the best deals on firearms, bows, hunting equipment, ammo, and more? Look no further than the Bowie Outfitters Surplus Inventory Reduction Auction. With over 7,500 lots of items up for grabs, you'll be sure to find exactly what you're looking for. Go to hendersonauctions.com. This huge public auction starts closing October 16th through October 21st, so don't miss your chance to get amazing deals on all...
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
Mm, when the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying.
You bring on the rain.
Bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing.
Stop your
won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
Keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling.
And the world will smile.
Of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. You're listening to The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, the Empress of Badness, no matter what you think.
On October 6, 2023.
Very good. And there's James Neighbors, Overpasses for America. And
hey, hey.
John O'Dell's going to sit in. But you know what?
Boy, I think I got the date wrong. It's the 9th.
It's the 9th.
October 9th.
And we depend on you for the date. Okay, that's okay, because you get up early every morning. The Bloody Mary is going to call in, too, and tell us what she's doing for Friday the 13th. Is that okay with you guys?
Why not?
Right. It's James Overpasses for America. So James, John O'Dell's on line, too, from Convention of the States. He's just popping in for a little bit to tell us what's going on, because we got to know, you know what I mean? No, James?
James? Yeah, no, sounds good.
Okay, good. Yeah, James is talking to us on his break at work. And
yeah, just got done feeding about 75 people here at the Salvation Army shelter.
That's good. That's good. And that's
so everybody that's listening, remember Christmas and Thanksgiving's coming up.
Yeah.
So, you know, any donations you can give to your local shelter, I can promise you, I never realized just, I don't know, how rough it can be for some people. And I promise you, everybody will appreciate every morsel you can donate. I promise you that.
Right, yeah, in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, James from Overpasses for America. But he's spreading out to check what's going on in his area. And James was recently baptized again, right, James?
Well, you know, they were saying it's the first time because the other two didn't count. So.
Oh, man. I got baptized Catholic, but then I got baptism by fire in CDC for the Parish of Orleans, and now everything's like fire and brimstone for them. They just caught one of the judges that the mob attorney's been covering up for changing out documents in a court case where the former judge is an attorney. And while the documents were in his possession, public records, he switched out the documents, and then it seems like the judge knew what he was doing and put them all under seal. And so they had a thing from a reporter, and they decided they wanted that lifted. I want to know why she was putting it under seal. And they have the proof that he switched out documents. You see, that's just how easy it is to change, you know, fix cases, make it look like it's something else, like they did with this case.net under my name. It's not even real. A real court, a reflection of a real court case. And people don't understand how deep racketeering goes. But, you know, if I find my mother in the hospital beat to a living pulp and she tells me who beat her to get her to sign documents, she's got some real stuff there. So to put a photo of my mother up on the internet and get a Facebook account in my name, soliciting general public to interact with me and discuss elderly abuse, you got to be out of your mind. It ain't playing. You getting paid for that game. Because I called it. Right? I said, what are you going to do? Start typing on the internet under my name and stuff like that, like as if it's me? That's what they doing. Unbelievable. Cyber stalking, cyber crimes. But, you know, in their mind, it's like, oh, they can just get away with doing it, so it's done. But, hey, I want to thank you all for...
When your friends are all judges and district attorneys, you can get away with all sorts of crazy stuff.
Well, this is the deal. You know, the crooked judges are trying to get the other judges and pedophiles out of jail because they all want to talk now. You see, they don't want no 14-year sentence for being caught, you know, fooling with kids. They want out. So one of the judges doing letting crazy people out of jail... Pay attention to what he's doing, Fran Ziblich. He used to be with the city attorney's office when the board members with the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation were beating each other up. You know, of course, DeSalvo's not going to say anything about that. The African-American names with the Muslim names, they didn't get along, you know, and it was like, to the point to where they were stealing anything in the on-air operations. But DeSalvo's not going to tell you about that. You know, he's just going to have a EEOC complaint, a record, you know, a notation of it around my name, you know, to promote my radio show. And so I might have been the only person that ever had an EEOC complaint, and I was the employee of the month. Because they wanted to take a picture of me, you know, for target practice. So Bunny Matthews knew what the deal was. So Bunny Matthews did up his version of me on a regular deal, not like it's Vic and Natalie, but a Rockahula Barber who, and it was incredible. And that's the one that we used for Employee of the Month. While I'm just trying to get paid for the work I already did, that they were writing check requests in the name of anybody that they could think of that wanted money. But the people who actually developed the business and did the work, they couldn't get paid because they were too busy getting kickbacks off of falsifying check requests. And that's why they would need to clean up Bagneris. Now, it's a shame, but hey, y'all chose that life, and then you want to lean on every artist and musician that has created value for what y'all are doing. And you want everybody just to be quiet, or they're going to get beat up, or they're not going to get a gig at Jazz Fest, or, you know, if you want to be part of something that Daniel Lanois filmed when they didn't even know there was going to be a truck pull up. But, you know, having diplomatic immunity, you can bring a lot of drugs in town. And all the Canadian mules that came in to deal with drugs, they got busted that night. So the night of the benefit for New Orleans musicians at the House of Blues. So I heard over the weekend that after I was no longer around WWZ, they had more complaints about David Freeman and the people treating it, the bad treatment they were doing to certain artists and musicians, but they handled it through from before the board because they figured if I found out about it, went in court, I'd blow the whole thing up. while I'm coming back in and straightening things out. So we'll be right back. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's a Beat Exchange.
Because you're mine.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey Jonfro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cellar. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey Jonfro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504-279-6590.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry. Also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The Tux Charitable Foundation, in association with the crew of Tux Parade, is holding the 4th Tux Umbrella Walk and Gumbo Gras on October 28th at 9 a.m. in Audubon Park, shelter number 10 off Magazine Street. Food, drink, live music are all included with registration. This is where Mardi Gras meets Halloween, and everyone is encouraged to come in costume. Kids' activities include the Small Friars Umbrella Decorating Tent, Decorated Wagon Parade, and Small Friars Funhouse. Please go to www.tuxfoundation.org for information and registration.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up New Orleans on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. for our 8th season of Breakfast with the Bayou Bengals live from the Silver Slipper Casino in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
You're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange and Empress of Badness. For sure, we got James and John Adele we're going to get back with. But, and we're here with Josh, it's our engineer, producer. But I want to put Bloody Mary on the phone right now so she could tell us what's going on Friday the 13th around her.
Greetings.
Oh, there you are, darlings.
I'm here. Happy happy hauntings and all that jazz. Friday the 13th this year has been more in demand than Halloween.
Really?
I have been sold out since January.
Jesus.
I have two weddings, three other weddings that are on hold, a proposal, a couple of ghost hunts, and a seance, as well as a regular ghost tour. So this is the day, this particular season. It's because it's a Friday and Halloween's on a Tuesday, I think that's part of it.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll be open, of course, the shop and the museum will be open during the day, and the ghosts mm-hmm. are always there. It doesn't have to be Friday the 13th. You know, spirits love spirits, so they're here all the time.
Exactly.
Just like everybody else, 24/7 we serve.
Hey, yeah. The Liga attorney and a deposition I had to do with it, they showed me a trumped-up video of the accident. Later on, he tells my attorney, the little sticker, that I must be a conspiracy theorist and believe in ghosts.
Well, you know, you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to believe in ghosts.
Right.
But some do. You know?
Right.
And there are some ghosts that are conspiracy right. theorists. So, you know, it takes all kinds.
Right. I mean, we got to go with the flow. It is our culture, and you're a culture bearer. You know, New
yes,
Orleans.
Yes, I am. I believe that ghosts are our history. So,
right.
You know, writing about them, telling about them, passing down the stories, but also talking to them. And did you know that in this town, the dead are foodies? and the spirits love spirits. So we cook a bean-ass gumbo for them, and we, you know, bring them shots. I do all that, and there's liquor all over my museum. There's no drinking on the ghost hunts except for the ghosts themselves. That's the law. That's the rule. But we give it to them. We share cigars and cigarettes and food, and, you know, that's kind of a New Orleans Catholic and a voodoo thing.
Right. Yeah, because you tell a story, you know, with using the Catholic statues, but for them. Religion.
Well, you know, I believe that they didn't have statues of their own intermediary spirits, that they saw the beauty and the brilliance of the Catholic statues for the saints, and they figured, well, if this saint is, you know, for the design for this area to help you, it must be the same as our spirit, and they made an interchange. I don't believe that they were just hiding what they were doing,
right.
Because things here weren't hidden.
Right.
I mean, it was in Congo Square. It was in your face. So, you know, I believe they found a way to worship both at the same time. And
right.
It stuck. It stuck.
Right.
But everybody talks about how much, you know, voodoo got from Catholicism, but Catholicism got stuff from voodoo, too, and it both blended into our culture and our traditions. In fact, I have a new, it's not new, but it's revamped, YouTube channel, Bloody Mary New Orleans, mm-hmm. where I have rented for, while I'm writing a new book about swamp magic, New Orleans culture, mm-hmm. and Marie Laveau, I've rented mm-hmm. Marie Laveau's house.
Mm-hmm.
And have altars, and we do seances there and ghost hunts, and I'm having her help write the book. And this Friday the 13th, I am going to have one on superstitions, food superstitions in New Orleans customs. So
you food superstitions.
Do you have why don't you share one with me? What is a weird kind of superstition that you heard maybe growing up about, I don't know, food, New Orleans, something odd?
Don't eat the doodle bugs.
Don't eat the doodle bugs. I don't know if that's a superstition or it's just something your mama told you. Well, is there anything about food? I mean, you know,
we had St. Joseph altar, so you ate all the food.
Then
we had St. Joseph altar, so we ate all the food.
Right, yeah, you steal the lemons off that,
right.
Or, you know, don't do this and don't do that. There's all kinds of
what
different
about
things
you,
that we've heard.
Josh? This is Josh Dowsch that does Trash Talk New Orleans. Always our engineer.
Well, you know, there's always the one about, you know, when the rain is shining and it's raining down, the devil's beating his wife.
Yes, that's true.
Never heard that.
The New Orleans one.
If it's sunny and raining at the same time, the devil's beating his wife. Well, he's from Maryland.
The only one I had growing up was just Holding Your Breath by the graveyard.
Holding Your Breath. We had to do the sign of the cross, but Holding Your Breath.
Sign of the cross, right.
Yeah, definitely got to do that. But you steal the lemons off the altar of St. Joseph. That's supposed to be for love. And, you know, there's all kind of food ones. Put 13 red beans in front of your door so the loup-garou don't get you.
The little tricks that people do.
Lucky beans. But my friend's mom used to say, when the rain is pouring down and the sun is shining, the devil's beating his wife for red beans and rice.
Oh.
So you got to add a little food from New Orleans.
Don't the address say you starve.
Black cat.
Right.
Yeah, I've got a whole bunch of
things. People have a thing about
a superstition
about black pets, and they don't realize it's black cats that everyone's supposed to have a suspicion of.
Well, it's also black pets because in some cultures they want the blood of the black animals to do dark work, blah, blah, blah. Black cats got the brunt of most of it. When they're good luck.
Uh-huh.
But I have one right now that I'm trying to get rid of because she's a pain in the butt.
Right. Well, maybe they could come visit you. What's your address for your shop? Let people know.
Well, the shop is at 826 and 828 North Rampart, right across from
Congo
Armstrong
Square.
Park and Congo Square. And it's a store on one shop, a spirit shop on one side, a voodoo pharmacy, and a haunted museum. And I have a little secret attic upstairs with haunted oddities and things to adopt to bring into your own collection. And a gorgeous courtyard where I do a lot of weddings and workshops. And I do seances every weekend.
I think they ought to come visit you just for the tourist attraction.
You're invited. This month's a little crazy, but other than that.
No, they should come. Well, we have John O'Dell coming on from Convention of the States. Mary, I hope to come see you sometime soon.
Please do. All you can see me. We don't open till noon, but we're open. Right. Happy Halloween.
Thank you, Bloody Mary.
Thank you, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, Jane. She's a voice personality, too. I got to tell you a lot. She does narrations for films and stuff like that. So this is her toy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And a very good toy. Yeah, because, you know, like I heard... It made me call up Bloody Mary. Was that I heard a lawyer call up on somebody's show and say, you know, people that do witchcraft and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like they think they're helping people, but, you know, it's wrong. Well, let me tell you. I don't know what kind of magic y'all are doing fixing cases and using thugs with badges and guns wearing a uniform at a police office, but that's pretty black magic. That's serious black magic. So you got to pay attention. You know, it's called Out of Chaos Comes Order. Everybody's heard that. So anyway, we're going to come back in a little bit. We're going to take a break. We'll check out in a little bit. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's New Orleans. What you expect?
Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, I'm Huck. an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for our 12th season of In the Red Zone.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990
Louisiana
AM.
Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. After Walker High School principal Jason St. Pierre posted he's apologized and reinstated Kaylee Timonette's scholarship that he revoked due to a video of her dancing, she's crying foul.
So I just want y'all to know that what he posted is not 100% true.
An emotional Timonette says the scholarship deadline is passed and that she didn't bring up religion first when St. Pierre called her into his office and told her she should set a better example as a member of student government and that he was pulling her scholarship. She says she's not alone.
Many people have come out saying that they had a similar situation and this is not fair. I hope nobody ever has to go through something similar to this.
She's considering legal action and St. Pierre says he's taking leave for the remainder of the year. I'm Brooke Thorington.
A $180,000 grant is helping the state fire marshal provide smoke alarms to Louisianians during Fire Prevention Week. Spokesperson Ashley Rodrigue.
Certainly we know families have different priorities other than sometimes having home safety devices in their homes, and so we want to be able to make sure that those who need them have at least one of these alarms in their home.
LRN.
If your power goes out, remain calm.
Power up with Power Multiplier games from the lottery.
Can you feel it?
With Power Up Multiplier, you can multiply your winnings. Win cash instantly with Power Spots.
Feel the power.
Five games. Win up to $500,000.
Power.
Feel the power and play Power Multiplier games today.
Can you feel it? Feel it.
Feel the power.
Top prize, $500,000.
Can you feel it? Multiply your power.
Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish, therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-20 054-115.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Yeah, all kinds. So, yeah, so James and John Odell's on, right? They have Convention of States. There we go.
Yeah. Hey, you know, is Mary still on?
No. I cut Mary loose so you, John, and I could talk. But Mary's going to... I invited Mary to call in from time to time, say whatever she wants. You know, it's a really interesting thing.
Tell her about the back to follow.
Yeah. Mary spent a lot of time up in New York, you know, but y'all might recognize her when you see her.
Oh, I just wanted to share with her my haunted house experience, but we can do that the next time she's around.
Yeah, that'll be good. People do have haunted house experiences. Look, Josh is shaking his head. We could have gone a whole hour with...
yeah, I grew up in haunted house.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
That's not good. In Maryland. Not in Maryland. Not down here.
Right. Wow. Well...
Yeah, mine was in Martha, Oklahoma.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And the whole story was confirmed by a third party, so I know it wasn't just my imagination.
Well, I mean...
I'm back.
That was so... Oh, John, hi. Everybody
I don't know. But, the line's haunted. The line got haunted. Just dropped dead.
Oh,
hey. Lots going on with Convention of States, Barbara. We got all kinds of meetings. Got a meeting coming up in person. We like to have in-person meetings. Is it okay if I go ahead?
Yes, of course.
Okay. And we got one coming up Thursday the 19th of October. We're going to be at the Old Metairie Library, 2350 Metairie Road. And we're going to be talking about the Convention of States, which is... employs Article 5 of the Constitution, which allows 34 states can agree to get together and discuss amendments.
No, what we need to discuss is oil up the rifles. There's some problems. I think we might fall off the log sitting there trying to figure it out. No, excuse me, John. Go ahead.
That's okay. But anyway, I just want to make sure people understand right. What it's about.
Okay.
That there have been dozens and dozens of conventions of states historically going back to the American Revolution. It's generally been two or three states, five or six states agreeing on this topic or that topic. Okay, this is no different. It's never been done before on this scale. But we have now almost 5.5 million supporters nationwide.
Oh, that's
the fastest growing grassroots organization.
Where's the rocket scientist that used to do the shows with this here? Obi.
Oh, he's up in Arkansas now.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He went up there, and another guy, Huckabee, I can't remember. Another guy from down here ended up in Arkansas, too. Now, those guys pushed it through, Barbara, in 2016. And
uh-huh.
they're rock stars. You know, they were the first dozen or so states to do it.
Right.
And this thing's a long haul. It's not a tsunami. It's a glacier. But we're at 19 states. We got to get to 34. The state of Kansas flipped this year.
Yeah, I'm just going to ask this.
Yeah.
Weren't there 24? And then what happened?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's kind of a one-by-one thing. You got Montana. There was a big injection of Soros money in the weeks leading up to the final vote.
Uh-huh.
Plus, you had a wobbly equivalent of a Senate president up there who claimed to be conservative, but mm-hmm. he was he was wobbly. So
no, this is what I wanted to bring up.
Yeah,
is the fact that sometimes, sometimes people infiltrate a grassroots organization to implode it.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
So,
and we've had people do that too. But that would be any organization like this is going to have to deal with that kind of thing. But if you look at the largest active states in the union right now, this is as of today, Barbara.
Right.
Illinois, North Carolina, Ohio, Minnesota, okay?
Uh-huh.
Georgia, Arizona. I mean, Pennsylvania. Okay, it overlaps
right.
with these swing states. People
right.
are their heads are blowing up over this stuff. They go, "What can we do to fight back? What can
right.
we do to fight back against the unlimited authority of, say, pick a department,
right?
EPA, Justice Department. What people want a means to do that." And there are constitutional means to do that. And there mm-hmm. is a mechanism in the Constitution, Article 5, Section 2, Part B. And people just have to wake up to it. And it's such a simple solution. It's a solution as big as the problem right now.
Right. That's cool. What I'm going to do, how close are we to a break? Because we got to... Okay, 3 more minutes. All right.
We got a couple minutes?
Yeah, because we got to make a phone call. Dallas, Dallas number right here.
We going to get somebody on the phone?
Yeah, I'm trying to say. Do you see it? No, but that's good. Yeah, so... Anyway, no, that's fantastic. So what do you think, James?
Well, I know we definitely have to do something to rein in the federal government. It's gotten out of control. It's only about 390 agencies over constitutional limits. So, it's just ridiculous.
Right.
I think...
Okay, put it on the air.
I don't know. We've got to do something. I know that there's another thing out there called interstate compacts that could rein in the federal government as well, and those haven't even ever been tried. And I'm for whatever we can do to bring it in, though, because I mean, literally, we've got over 400 federal agencies in our federal government, and we're talking the federal government was enumerated at most about 24.
Your call cannot be transferred. Please try again later. Thank you.
Right. So, anyway.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. And then the other thing is just the fiscal restraints. Look at this continuing resolution fiasco we're going through right now with not having single subject bills, budgeting bills and that sort of thing. These omnibus bills are just completely out of control. And, that's one of the columns, one of the tenets of Convention of States is fiscal restraint, limit the unfettered expansion of the federal government, and term limits, not just for legislators, but for Supreme Court justices, for federal bureaucrats, think Anthony Fauci, any number of agencies like that, where there needs to be more oversight on how long these people serve.
Well, without a doubt, because they're too crazy.
Right.
Well, I think if our government were smaller, we'd notice things like that more quickly. And honestly, Anthony Fauci wouldn't even have a job had we followed constitutional
270.
The way the Constitution's written, because there is no enumerated power for the department that he was head of.
Right. Exactly. Well, on the local level, there is a position that we could do something about that's a big problem, and that's the Registrar of Voters. That's a lifetime appointment. Did you know?
Yeah,
that?
Look, Morrell was supervisor of elections, so he wasn't going to do nothing. And then when those three people got beat up as outsiders after running in the election for city council and stuff like that, they couldn't even get a police report. The woman, Nina Wynn, three heavy duties turned on to this man to handle her donor list, and he put all the money in his checking account, and they wouldn't even let her write, have a police report at that time. She said it on a beat exchange. So I have a thing on the Morrells. You know, I'm 72 years old, not 73 now. But you see, you know, you can't have bloodsuckers control anything. Understand? Because then you want them to start showing who you own. You know, like Jeff Landry, my God.
Also try Joey's Grill using all fresh meats from the butcher cell. Fourth generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froh's Meats. 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. 504-279-6590.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry. Also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Yeah, I ain't gonna take none of y'all.
WDSO 990 AM in the Bronx. It's Bambus Abandons, no matter what you think. So, you know, they found over 17,000 invalid ballots in Fulton County. And Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, had to admit to it because they caught him taking 6,000 more out of the audit so they wouldn't find these invalid ballots. So that's just in one area, Fulton County. And so here's the DA in Fulton County charging President Trump with racketeering if there's no evidence of vote fraud. I mean, these judges are really nuts. I mean, you know, somebody that worked representing Burisma with their scandal of the kickbacks on humanitarian aid gets to be the judge against President Trump, the matters against President Trump, and Merrick Garland says there's no political connection. Merrick Garland was the prosecutor for the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. He knew it was an inside job. They killed children at a daycare center to blow up the evidence that they were going to indict Hillary Clinton on from Whitewater scandal from Arkansas. And so why do we have to put up with these people that want to be dictators? They rigged 2016 primaries to get it in. That at the Democratic National Convention, there was going to be a massive walkout when they announced her name as the Democrat Party nominee. And they locked the doors to keep him from leaving. Ask anybody that went. They were furious. What they should have done is strangled the person that came around saying, y'all ain't going anywhere, sit down. I mean, talk about being slaves, huh? So, but anyway, John wanted to talk about ACORN because we know so much. And that's what ACORN has completely obliterated New Orleans politics. That's why you get a organization of Marxists now, Marxist, and they don't teach that in school, so these kids don't know that they've taken away your rights, Democrats, when and telling you the flag's offensive, when a flag represents freedom.
Well, they got a new list out too. A friend of mine was denied entry into an Air Force base with his son because the government has profiled him as a white Christian nationalist. Not that he's committed any crimes. They just think that he's got the wrong attitude, I guess.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So wow. A place he was previously able to get access to, they won't even let him in anymore because of three words they've decided to name him.
What?
White Christian nationalist. Oh, the terror, you know.
That's wild. Yeah, absolutely wild.
He happened to actually know the history of the United States and the way the country was supposed to be set up. And so now he can't go into a military base with his son who's a veteran.
And he's a veteran. Oh, Lord. I mean, that's when Guy McGinnis's friend, the Louisiana chapter of the AP 3%, the one that hit me in the studio to get me into the phone for those crackheads. And he was going around pretending he was a veteran, and he wasn't. And he runs that group. And so, you know, many things. Like he said he didn't know anybody down in St. Bernard, winds up being related to the people that did this to my family with the identity theft ring that DeSalvo and Daniel Anwine, U2's lawyers, are running. Yep, got my mother's son's documents, but you had to beat her till living pulp to get her to do it. That's how strong she was. Didn't want to do it, but I mean, you know. So we have, let's see, the guy's name, Royce DePlessis, won a state Senate seat in exchange for covering up for what occurred in three different parishes with bogus documents, with three different clerk of courts, three different judges, and three different law clerks. Drug money. Yep, there he is. Another state senator owned, like Carpenter went to jail, Peterson. And now we got him. Well, if you're going to go around saying you're my attorney, you better call me on the phone and see what I got to say about it. But that's the way they go. They could just make up anything. on real estate deals. I didn't know about what was going on, but other people did that line that photo of my mother up from her obituary. Discuss elderly abuse. Y'all are really nuts. But hey, look, when you got cokeheads around, they'll do friggin' anything. Almost slipped, beep. I'm Landry Doshi, your operative, you idiot. You know, you ought to be ashamed of yourself being with Cannizzaro covering up serious acts of violence, screening cases in your office. And I wasn't going to say nothing till you went and had those thugs around you calling up Wagasbac, another candidate. And, oh, that's just politics, you know, really? It's racketeering, so I'm throwing more racketeering in your face. Identity theft ring, you running a cover-up from your state attorney general's office? Yeah, that's real good. And then you got a plan for me to get me arrested this time and really shut me up, right? Yeah. Try it. Let's see how far the tentacles go. Might be going all the way to Mississippi. You know, because you weak men, you got to get your wife to start running ahead about how you're for the people. What about the babies? You for the babies? You had every opportunity to stop a child trafficking ring that still exists to this day. I monitored myself outside that church. Oh, right. We're nothing. We're just the people. So, well, the polls are, the voter rolls are puffed up enough for you to win. The mob could buy their way in like they've done everything else. But there's either people who want to expose corruption or they people want to cover it up because it can monetize. And you got people around you, Landry, that want to monetize. So that's your game. It's not a good one. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all ought to take Pullman. Y'all ought to go in a hospital and get well. Because if you think that people should accept the type of government you run, you got to really be crazy. We all tie a plan along with the charade. And if they wouldn't have thrown that picture of my mother up where I had to pay attention to what else was going on, we might have had younger people in. It's not that I ran out of steam. I just had to see what was the deal. And that's how when I typed two lines on the internet, y'all had a fire in civil district court for the parish of Orleans. Yep, burn up all those cases with the slammer accidents. Do that.
Nonprofit volunteer run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.